Now you're saying to yourself, didn't we just hear from the Supremes last break? And I tell you, we did. But they were really successful. We heard I Hear a Symphony last break. Number one on this day in 1965. Well, the very next year, with a, I think, superior song, the Supremes also number one in the singles chart with You Keep Me Hanging On, the seventh number one hit from the Supremes, which spent 2 weeks at the top of the charts. Love the intro with our Holland Dozier Holland song there, too, from the Supremes. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show on this Friday. Thanks so much for joining us. Talking now with Robert Verbruggen, policy writer for National Review. You can find his work at nationalreview.com, including a piece from last year, about almost 18 months ago, The Myths of Student Loan Debt. This is back in the news as some on the left and now Joe Biden, even just yesterday or the day before, saying that it might be a good idea to forgive all this student loan debt across the country. Robert says, no, it is a bad idea. Robert, thanks for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us, first of all, is this a real problem? Is the student loan debt problem quite as large as perhaps we are led to believe?
Well, I mean, certainly anyone who's been to college and graduated and had some debt is frustrated by it, and I understand that. But no, it's not nearly as big as people make it out to be, and it's certainly not big enough to the point where you would take other people's money and give it to college graduates. If you look at the statistics, someone who graduates with a BA and did borrow, so you ignore about 30 or 40% of people who managed to graduate without borrowing, they graduate with about $30,000 in debt. So they can pay that off with a couple hundred dollars a month over 20 years, and they can. And more importantly, people with BAs out-earn high school grads by about $1 million over the course of their lives. So we're talking about people who are very fortunate, and the borrowing that they have to do sort of nicks into that a little bit. But they're certainly not somebody in our society that you would look at and say, this is someone we really need to feel sorry for, and we really need to marshal all these government resources to help them. And if you look at people with much higher debts, that's typically people who went to, graduate school. Sometimes they're even doctors and lawyers.
Right.
These are people who made decisions to get a whole lot of education that either they didn't need if it was a graduate degree that, in nothing that's useful, or it's, some, professional degree that's really making them a lot of money.
Robert, I want to dig into the details in just a bit, but describe to us, if you could, what exactly is the mechanism here? How do Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and apparently now Joe Biden expect to simply wipe out this debt that's owed? How would that happen in practice? Or how do they propose it happens, at least?
You go back about 10 years or so, and during the Obama administration, they actually passed a lot of reforms and changes to student debt. And one of those changes is that previously you had student loans that were made by private lenders and then guaranteed by the federal government. So that might be tricky to handle. But since then, the government has basically acquired the debt, and they're originating almost all the loans now. So currently, the government owns a little bit more than 90% of all student debt. So in order to forgive the debt, you just forgive the debt. You say you don't have to pay it back anymore, and then the government doesn't get repaid for all these loans it owns.
Could the executive branch or the president do this unilaterally? I know some are calling on Biden to do that when he takes offices, to do it, for day one. Do this. Could he legally?
Well, basically what the law says is that the Department of Education has a lot of discretion in terms of how it goes about collecting student loans. It can waive debts. And obviously, this is a power that's given to the Department of Education, so they can go kind of case by case and work out negotiate deals with borrowers who can't pay their loans back and things like that. But it's written in such a broad way that you could say, okay, we have the authority to waive debt, so let's waive them all. And I don't think it's completely out of the realm of the possibility that they could get away with it legally. There are also some other parts of federal law that you can use to argue against that. You can say that there's a part of federal law that also says agencies should try to collect the debts they're owed. So you could make that as a legal argument. And if you go down the rabbit hole, there are legal briefs and things on this. There's all these little provisions of different laws and all these different court precedents that can come into play here. But I would say that I don't think it's completely outside the realm of possibility, because Congress has given them such this broad authority to handle student debt.
Talking with Robert Verbruggen here on the Steve Gruber Show. He's a policy writer for National Review. See his work at nationalreview.com. A recent post this week, forgiving student debt is still a dumb idea. What about the universality? Yeah, that's the word of it. Forgiving the student debt for everyone. Does that make sense?
I don't think it makes sense at all because you have, you know, most student debts are fairly reasonable. You know, as I said, a lot of the bigger, even the bigger student debts are for people who are, you know, very, very wealthy. I think you could make a case for, you know, certain people who were, you really suckered, who went to schools that, you know, had no prayer of, you know, giving them skills that were, you know, marketable and, you know, were basically defrauded. And there are a lot of people who, you know, are caught up in this sort of, you know, hype for education that we have in our society and go to school and don't graduate. So they end up with actually fairly small debts because they didn't go to school for very long and might have gone to a cheaper school. But they don't have any degree or anything from it. And those are actually the people who are most likely to default on their loans, are people with low loan balances. So I think you can look at that and say, you know, maybe we should think about that, think about how to, you know, get these folks out of it, maybe let them discharge their debts in bankruptcy, that sort of thing. But I think just saying across the board, everybody who's got student debt either gets it completely forgiven or, you know, some proposals are as high as, you know, $50,000 of debt for everybody forgiven, which is actually more than the typical person gets out of a BA. It just doesn't make any sense. It's just handing out money to college grads for no reason.
Robert, why, of all the issues out there, why seemingly are some Democrats, prominent Democrats, making this the day one demand of Joe Biden? Is this a byproduct of Democrats realizing who their base is now? It's college-educated, white, suburban voters. Those are the ones who might benefit from something like this.
I think that's a huge part of it. So you have, you know, both academia itself, which benefits the more, you know, the more federal money goes to making college, you know, more subsidized and more expensive,
right,
basically. And then you have, you know, young people with college degrees who vote for Democrats. I think another angle of it is I think because the Republicans have a pretty decent shot of winning at least one of those Georgia Senate seats, I think there's going to be a lot of attention on what Joe Biden can do without any action from Congress. And this is one thing that's presented itself that people have been talking about for about a year or so now. So it's just attractive for that reason. It's a way that he could basically spend a lot of money without Congress.
He could use his pen and use his phone, so to speak, I suppose, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Robert Verbruggen, policy writer at National Review. NationalReview.com, Myths of Student Loan Debt is the piece from last year. Real lengthy, in-depth look at this topic. And then most recently this week, Forgiving Student Debt is Still a Dumb Idea, up at the corner at NationalReview.com. Robert, thank you so much for joining us this morning here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate it. It's Robert Verbruggen from National Review. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. More next on The Steve Gruber Show.
Some of the coolest homes are also some of the warmest. Homeowners who have an eye for detail and quality often have their eye on Oil Heat for its exceptional warmth and its friendly service. Oil Heat is clean, efficient, and safe. And BioHeat Oil, which blends biodegradable materials, provides a renewable fuel source that's good for your home and environment. Now that's cool. See more at useoilheatmichigan.com. Brought to you by the locally owned and operated members of the Michigan Petroleum Association and the National Oil Heat Research Alliance.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over 1 million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Do you know what a concussion looks like? did you know that 9 times out of 10, a concussion doesn't knock someone out? The signs and symptoms of a concussion sometimes don't manifest themselves until after the game. So learn what to look for. Visit the MHSA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.